We pray, Lord God, open our hearts to believe, our ears to hear, our minds to understand. Grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Christians live out their lives in hope, in the hope of eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We proclaim hope on this campus, in the classroom, in chapel, at church, everywhere. Hope is the theme, not only of these devotions, but it's the theme of our life. Outside of the Word of God, is there anything that can serve to bolster our hope? Well, first of all, we need to make the point that the Word of God is our primary source of hope. And if you take away the Word of God, we can't find hope anywhere. It is God's Word which convinces us beyond the shadow of a doubt that Jesus gained for us eternal glory in the heavens. Yet there are other things to which we can look as evidence of a future hope. Consider a woman with child. Now, there are a number of things that are going on in her life to give her the hope that there will one day be a baby in her arms. None of these things stirs her hope so much as going into labor. As difficult as the labor pains are, these things are speaking to her of the imminence of the arrival of this child and of the beginning of her joy. Well, with that in mind, listen to these words of the Holy Spirit. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we are saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Autumn has come. The leaves in the trees have turned to red and gold. They are now falling to the ground. Some of the trees out there are not going to regain their leaves. They're either already dead, or they're dying, or they will die as a result of disease, insects, storms, aging, and man. Other creatures, animals, face suffering and death. They face it at the hands of men, at the hands of other animals, through accidents and severe weather. All things living face a lifetime of pain and sorrow with only death awaiting them. Fading flowers, rotting fruit, burning forests, drowning creatures. How futile is this existence when it is constantly faced with ruin and destruction. Things meant to last, to produce lasting beauty, they all face the inevitable, death and decay and destruction. Yet in this very truth, dear Christians, there is a strange evidence of the reality of our hope. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Subjected in hope. What a terrible and wonderful thought. Subjected to the futility of suffering and death, and yet subjected in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption, which that is decay, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So yes, this cycle of death, decay, and destruction that we see all around us is telling us something. It's telling us there's something better. There's something more than this world. There's something beyond this life. Something to wait for, something to look forward to. If there were some creature in this world who had immortality, you can pretty well guess that we would be doing everything that we could to discover the secret of that creature's immortality so that we could take that secret for ourselves and we could live forever in this earth. But you know, the tree of life, God barred Adam and Eve from partaking of the tree of life. He doesn't want that. Instead, he subjected all creatures to this futility, even though only man sinned. But he subjected them all. And these are the labor pains of earth. For we know that the whole earth creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. It's as though when we see these things going on, earth is in labor. It's about to give birth to what? To a new earth. So look around you and behold the evidence of your hope. Wonderfully strange as it is, it's there, all around us. This world is temporary. That's the message. Do not set your hope on the things of this world. Our hope, the hope of all creation, is that there is something to come. Something earned for us by Jesus Christ, who died for the sins that brought death and destruction and pain and suffering. And he rose again for the righteousness that brings life to each of us. And just as the whole earth, all of creation, groans and labors and birth pains, even so we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. We pray. Heavenly Father, sustain our hope while we live in this dying world. Instill in us a continuing, eager expectation that an eternal inheritance waits for us at the side of Christ, who won it for us. Fill us with your Spirit, so that we do not dread the sufferings of this world, but rather see in them the evidence that this world is passing away and that a new earth is about to be born in which righteousness dwells. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Hymn 221, verse 2 and verse 6.